Researchers at the University of Washington are looking for a way to let parents know very early on that their baby is likely to develop a form of autism. This is important because the sooner a child is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, the sooner parents can start working to keep their child from falling behind in social and communication skills. The latest research shows that using brain scans, a correct diagnosis could be given 80% of the time. University of Washington professor Annette Estes is one of the scientists working on this.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell us what the goal of this research was? What were you trying to do?
Well, this is the end result of a 10-year-long study that was aiming to understand the behavioral and brain development of infants who have an older sibling with autism, because we know that these infants are at very high risk for developing autism themselves.
So you wanted to know if parents had one child with autism, if the second child was likely to get this as well?
That's right.
And how did you go about doing this?
Well, what we did was we recruited infants who had older siblings with autism when they were 6 months of age, and we followed them at 6 months, 12 months, and 24 months of age. And we did both behavioral and developmental testing as well as MRI studies to look at brain development over these same time periods.
And looking at those images from the MRI, was it clear something different was going on in the brains of the children who developed autism as opposed to those who didn't?
Yeah, well, this finding was really based on many years of research that showed that kids with autism at around age 3 to 4 had about a 10% enlargement of their brain. And this was really an effort to understand that better because, you know, we sort of realized that if this enlargement was already present at age 3 to 4, well, something must be going on earlier than that. And that's what this study was aiming to understand better.
I would assume that parents who have one child on the autism spectrum are afraid that the second child will have it as well. And I guess you're trying to find if there's some kind of test that would actually answer their question before the child is born.
That's right. Parents now understand that if you have one child with autism, your second child is at much higher risk than the average population would be. And so we really wanted to do better for those parents because at this point, what we depend on is a behavioral diagnostic evaluation. And that really means that we're waiting for the behaviors to emerge and for kids to fall behind their peers in things like communication and social development, and for them to start exhibiting some of the stereotyped or repetitive interests.
So using this research, I assume the hope is to come up with a test that would be able to tell these parents, yes, it looks like the second child or the next child is going to have autism as well, and you can plan for it right now even before the child is born.
That's our ultimate hope, yeah. And, you know, the reason this was exciting is that this finding was really a proof of principle that you can see differences prior to the onset of the behaviors that characterize autism.
How far down the road do you think it is between where you are now and where you may have some kind of screening test for parents?
Well, we hope to be able to extend these findings and see if they hold up in a new set of kids and with sort of refining our techniques. And that effort would be at least 5 years down the road if we're lucky.
Okay, so at this point in time, unfortunately, parents are just going to have to watch for those signs as the children develop.
Well, that's true. And one of the things we've really learned from the parents who are in this study is how helpful it was to have the assessment and monitoring component of the study during those first 2 years of life. So, you know, the parents in this study were absolutely amazing. They came in at night, got their kids to fall asleep in the scanner, and they came every 6 months for behavioral assessment visits. And I think that this is, you know, at this point in time, the best we can offer is to really be there with the parents over time, doing these kind of developmental assessments and letting parents know just as soon as any kinds of developmental needs arise.
Well, let's hope your research continues to be successful. Professor Ann Estes of the University of Washington, thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much.